This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The Obama administration's finally set the date for the first direct Israeli-Palestinian peace talks in 2 years. Israeli and Palestinian leaders have been invited to Washington, D.C. to begin negotiations on September 2nd. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, this is a small diplomatic victory for an administration that came into office talking about the need to promote Middle East peace.
The plan is for President Obama to host a dinner on September 1st for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak and Jordan's King Abdullah have also received that White House invite. The next day, the Israeli and Palestinian leaders go to the State Department, where Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says she hopes they will get down to work.
To relaunch direct negotiations to resolve all final status issues, which we believe can be completed within 1 year.
But that's not a fixed deadline. Palestinians were leery of entering into open-ended negotiations on Palestinian statehood, while Israel said there should be no preconditions. The Obama administration's Middle East envoy, George Mitchell, who had been shuttling between the two sides, said things have finally fallen into place, and now he's hoping that with direct talks, the peace process will speed up.
I liken it to the first time I owned a house and had it painted. It took the painters seemingly forever to prime the building and the walls. I kept asking myself, when are they going to start painting? Paying by the hour, and you want some progress. And after this seemingly endless priming, well, they painted it very quickly.
Getting the two leaders to speak directly is hardly a breakthrough, but this administration's approach to Middle East peacemaking is somewhat new, according to Scott Lisensky of the U.S. Institute of Peace. For one thing, he says, Mitchell is already talking about so-called bridging proposals.
So this is not going to be peacemaking as cheerleading. I think at the appropriate time, he suggested the U.S. will put ideas forward. And I think that's important. It sort of hovers over the process and provides a little incentive for the parties to try to make progress on their own, because they know in the back of their minds the U.S. may step forward.
And there's something else hovering over this peace process, Lisensky says, the record of 2 decades of Arab-Israeli negotiations, with all the ups and downs.
And the fact is that all the big taboos have been broken on Jerusalem, on refugees, on borders. All these issues have been broached and major concessions have been made. And I think it raises the bar for what's going to be considered serious in these talks.
Middle East envoy George Mitchell says all of those final status issues will be on the table when Netanyahu and Abbas come to Washington. He's promising the U.S. will remain an active and sustained partner and will show the kind of patience he did during the Northern Ireland peace process.
Past efforts at peace that did not succeed cannot deter us from trying again, because the cause is noble and just and right for all concerned.
Various U.S.-based organizations welcome the direct negotiations as a small but important step. The Jewish Council for Public Affairs and the American Task Force on Palestine issued a rare joint statement calling on both parties to show courage and flexibility. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.